Okay, I'd like to call this special meeting of the Board of Aldermen, Alder Women, on Thursday, February 27th, to order. The time is now 6:15. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Newberg?
Here.
It's here. Ms. Pettinici?
Here.
Ms. Widomski?
Here.
Ms. Berrios Perez?
Here.
Mr. Kritika?
Present.
Mr. Sill?
Here.
Mr. Chivarella?
Here.
Ms. Falcioni Smith?
Here.
Mr. Heider?
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect that all nine members are present. Mr. Mayor, you have a quorum.
Thank you, sir. Number four, public portion. Anybody from the public like to speak?
Just an explanation to the folks that are here. If you want to speak on any other item besides the public hearing, you could. This would be the time to speak on those issues. Anything other than item five, which is the public hearing. If you want to speak on the public hearing regarding the sale of the four properties, you could do it at that time. So this public portion would be for any other item that's on the agenda. If you're on Zoom, please unmute your mic, state your name and address for the record. If you're in the room, please come up to the mic that's in the center of the room.
Anybody from the public like to speak? Anybody from the public like to speak? Third and final time, anybody from the public like to speak? Hearing none, public portion is now closed. Number five, public hearing on the sale of city property pursuant to section 7-163E of the Connecticut General State Statute and section 21 of the City of Derby Charter as follows. 3 Francis Street, 105 Hawkins Street, 196 Hawkins Street, 1 Stelmack Road / Homestead Ave, Lot 83, Assessor MLB 5-483. Okay, so do we need a motion to open up the public hearing or is it automatic? All right, so we'll start the public hearing now. Anybody from the public like to speak on any of those addresses? Come on up here and hit that button so the green light goes on. Yep, and okay. Just state your name and address for the record.
My name is Johnny Hudson. I'm at 80 Stelmack Road, and I came to speak about Stelmack, of course.
Okay.
I understand there is... There's trying to be some kind of sale there on Stelmack, and I came to kind of let's push it down. It's nice and quiet back there, and we just like it nice and quiet back there. We don't cause any nonsense. We don't call the city for anything. We try to take care of everything ourselves back there, and we want to keep it that way. There are 2 little kids on the block. They can walk around down the street, whatever they want to do, and they don't have to worry about any accidents or anything. So we want to keep it nice and quiet like that so that we don't have to worry about anything else on the street.
Okay. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. Anybody else like to speak? Come on up. Just state your name and address for the record.
My name is Christiana Manchester. I live at 2 Homestead Avenue. Excuse me. We're located right directly behind the property that's in question there. I'm also here for the same reason. We have a 6-year-old also, and that's more or less our backyard. We were under the impression that it was wetlands, that it was owned by the city and it was wetlands and it was not able to be developed at all. So we're here to kind of find out what's going on with it, if it's going to be developed, and we wouldn't like that in our neighborhood as well. It's a very quiet neighborhood, as she had said. She lives, I think, right behind us, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so it's very quiet over there, and we would also like it to stay that way. So we're just trying to find out what's going on. We're not really certain as to what the plan is over there, and if it is property that can be developed. We're also curious about that.
Okay. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody else on the public hearing like to speak?
I would like to.
Okay, state your name and address for the record, please.
Hi, my name is Kathleen Ducharme. I live at 6 Shelton Street in Derby. And I am here also for Stelmack Road. I've lived in this neighborhood for 65 years. Stelmack Road has always been very quiet. There was only one house up there for many years. Now there's three, but they're very separated. It's a very almost wood-like area. There are a lot of houses in the neighborhood, but my biggest concern with changing the layout of that area is it is definitely inland wetland. And I always thought that that was why there was no development in that area. I knew the original owners, the Stelmack family, and they didn't even use it themselves. They used the opposite side where there's a house now. They had horses, they had campers, they had boats, they had things like that up in that area, but there has never been any homes or anything in that location. So I'm just voicing some concern about a lot of the wildlife. And there are a lot of children in the neighborhood now, and it would just add extra traffic. There's a lot of kids that wait for buses, a lot of kids that ride their bikes on the street. And I agree with everyone. It would really change the whole layout of that area.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate your thoughts.
You are welcome.
All right. Anybody else would like to speak? Come on up, sir, and state your name and address for the record.
Yeah, my name is Jose Paucar. I'm sorry, guys, but this is my first time I come here, so I don't know why it's how we're working. Mm-hmm. I'm living at the 206 Hawkins Street. I'm coming here for the 186 Hawkins Street. So I'm trying to get the property. I don't know how's working because I'm the first time to be here. So I like over there because I'm living towards like 206 Hawkins Street and 195 and 191 is with my sister too. So I try to keep it the properties over there. So if we can get it, it's fine. So, well, we tried.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, if they get approved, it'll go out to the broker, city broker that we have, and then you'll be able to contact him. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Anybody else like to speak? Anybody else like to speak on the hearing? Third and final time, anybody else? Hearing none, we'll close the public hearing. No action on that right now, right? No action, okay. Okay, number six, bid waiver request. WVCA bid waiver for RTU-10 control unit replacement. Discussion and action on request of the Water Pollution Control Authority for a bid waiver for the RTU-10 control unit replacement in the amount of $84,340. Charlie Sampson, chairperson of the WVCA committee, is here to speak and answer any of your questions if you have any.
Yeah, good evening, folks. Once again, Charlie Sampson, 6 Commodore Hall. I'm the chairman of the WPCA committee now.
Thank you.
We came, anything for this place. Trust me, I love this city. We came before you back in September. RTU 30 had dropped. We have redundant units to control the machinery, the blowers over there at the waste treatment plant. Back then, the plan was to replace the innards for RTU 30 and utilize RTU 10 until that was done. RTU 10 is going to handle the new blowers that are being installed now. It's a $1.2 million project. It's well underway, and it's supposed to be finished by the end of March. Unfortunately, RTU 10, which I come before you today, completely died. This unit will not be able to control the blowers at the end of March unless it is completely replaced. That's why I come to you for a bid waiver. We do have a sole source, Aaron's Associates, who we've been working with at the WPCA for over 20 years, that not only designed, built, supplied all the materials in the pump stations and over at WPCA, but they do all of our emergency work. and all the service work on the materials. Because of the timing that we need to have this up and running by the end of March when the blowers are ready, I am asking for a bid waiver. This is an emergent situation for us. We are currently spending anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000 per day to truck the solids out of there. And if we do not have the blowers back up and running when they are available at the end of March, the city technically will continue to pay that amount until we do get these units replaced.
Any questions?
When did it go down, Charlie?
I want to say to Ed Abel is on Zoom. He couldn't make it tonight with the timing of the meeting, but I want to say not last week, the week before.
Any other questions? Is there a motion?
I'll move.
Second.
Motion made by George, second by Rob. Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. You have your bid waiver.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, everyone.
You got it, Ed. Okay, number seven, executive session, Derby Police Union Collective Bargaining Agreement, labor negotiations, and discussion of security strategy pursuant of Section 1-206C. Move that we go into executive session. I need a motion to go into executive session. Invite Corporation Counsel, Attorney Paul Testa, Brian Hall, and Linda Fusco. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Who said that? Amy? Amy? Second? George? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The time is now 6:27.
Okay, so I'm going to pause the recording. And for those who are in the room now, we asked you to excuse yourself. You can come in after the executive session. And for the folks on Zoom, I'm going to put you in the waiting room, and we'll let you back in when we come back into regular session.
Ciao. When it goes in, let us know. Cut the ribbon or something down there. Cut the ribbon.
All right. I need a motion to come out of executive session at 7:05.
So moved.
Made by Ron. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Arthur. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Number eight, regular session action from executive session, Derby Police Union Collective Bargaining Agreement, labor negotiations, discussion, and possible action.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to make a motion that we approve the Derby Police Union Collective Bargaining Agreement and that you sit down and signature to approve the authorize the contract to be in effect.
Okay. Made by George. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Rob. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Security strategy pursuant to Section 1-208C. No action. Nine, Ron.
Motion to adjourn, 7:06.
Second?
Second.
Second by George. All in favor?
Aye.